The question I start out with every candidate, no matter what race, is asking them to tell me a little bit about themselves and why they decided to run.
Well, that's a great question. I appreciate the opportunity. Well, as you know, my name is Kenneth Cameron, and I'm a candidate for District 81 School Board position number 3. Having retired in part because of COVID, I wanted to get back into community service, and there's no better way to give back than assisting in our students receiving the best education possible to prepare them for success once they're out of school. My decision to serve our students, parents, and educators is based on wanting to be their voice in an era of personal agendas and confusing opinion with fact with some of our elected officials. My education, because I'm sure that probably is a factor since I'm running for school board, included a mix of both public and private school, having attended Assumption Parish School, Indian Trail and Sauk, and then Gonzaga Prep and University. And what I am very proud of is all of my education post Gonzaga University was online, so I know well the benefits and drawbacks to distance learning for our students.
What job did you retire from due to the pandemic?
I had a promotional products business, imprinted hats, jackets, pens, coffee cups, that kind of thing. And when we put together a list of things that were essential, imprinted pens was pretty darn far down the list. So I saw it as an opportunity, since I could step away, to step away and get back into helping my community. I mean, I'm still relatively young to be retired, but I'm no kid anymore either.
Have you ever run for office before?
I have not, but I have served on a number of boards, both in Spokane and also in the Puget Sound, because I served on a number of city boards in Renton and also worked with the group that helps with young people in the penal system back in King County. So I've bounced between Spokane and Seattle a couple times, but I've always been a Washington resident.
One of the first questions that I have for every candidate is, this past year, the school board that is serving right now has been really focused on equity for students, and they passed a resolution promising some equity measures. That resolution talked about every decision having an equity lens and making sure staff have training. Do you agree with those measures? Do you think they went far enough, or are there gaps there?
Well, I really feel that the landscape of education has changed vastly since I was in school, requiring changes that may not be comfortable, but necessary. The most important aspect, I feel, is for students and teachers to feel comfortable in the school setting so that learning and retention of material can happen. If this means security guards in the schools and a focus on respect for all, no matter their circumstances, then so be it. We, as working adults, experience the same thing in our secure buildings and workplaces, hopefully free of bullying. I really feel that the focus should be on learning, not on divisiveness, and whatever it takes for people to be able to teach and learn, that's what's the most important thing. And what may have worked in the past no longer will work. Our world has changed way too much.
Are you familiar with the equity resolution that the school board did pass last year and some of the, I guess, promises that are within it, and have had a chance to review it?
I have. And I mean, I think it's a good starting point, but I think that we need to look at what are we trying to create? What are we trying to do? And keep our end goal in mind. And decide, you know, look at things, okay, if this is where we want to be and this is where we are, what steps are necessary to take and to make sure that there's a plan to actually do them? Because anybody can come up with, this is what we could do. This is a goal, but without having the plans on how to do it, it probably isn't going to get done. And I think that if our goal is to actually create an atmosphere for students and teachers where they can focus on learning, I think that that is far more important than just saying, okay, this is what we should do.
One question I'm trying to talk to every candidate about is access to internet and technology and support at home. The inequities there was very pronounced. And as ch one question I'm trying to talk to every candidate about is during the pandemic, there were some inequities that were really brought out in access to internet, technology, and support at home. And as children return home, those gaps that were revealed during the pandemic will continue. If you're a school board member and you start the semester, you know, as a member the following year, is there anything you would do to work to close those gaps in support and ability to access technology and internet?
Well, I think this is vital, and I'm trying to put myself in the position of a student. I see the lack of technology for students now, almost like when I was in school, if students were not able to access a textbook or a way to get to school, there are certain things that are vital for learning, and technology is definitely one of them. I mean, the last year and a half has brought to the forefront the need for technology for all students. And like I say, what may have been acceptable 20 years ago is no longer acceptable. To be able to learn and compete today requires hardware, software, and reliable internet for all students, as well as the ability to use it wisely and correctly. I think that we need to make sure that all students have access to internet. It's the only way to really be able to survive in today's world, whether it's in school or being able to work, because so many people have had to transition from going to the workplace to working from home. So I'm 100% behind anything that will make sure that our students have everything that they need to be successful, and internet and devices are vital to that now.
This year, the school board approved a partnership with the Public Facilities District to build the new stadium downtown, and that in effect allowed them to have partnerships with private businesses to use that space for non-school activities. Is partnerships with businesses and other groups to use like a taxpayer-funded facility like this something the board should consider in the future? And, you know, what are some things that the school board needs to be talking about when they, you know, pursue these kinds of relationships?
Having attended private school, corporate partnerships is something I'm very familiar with. With most students' focus being on attending schools so that they can obtain employment, having business partners involved for mutual gain is vital for the community. When students are looking to attend college or immediately go into the workforce, corporate partners provide the money and guidance for students as to what will enable them to be most employable once their initial school career is completed. And so having corporate partnerships involved in our education system is a whole lot more than just providing money. It's also providing a voice of what is needed in the workforce for students when the time comes for them to get into the workforce. So I'm a big fan of that. It also alleviates a lot of the budget issues that our schools are having.
Were you supportive or encouraged by the stadium being downtown? Where, as far as your viewpoints, were you on that issue?
Well, I'm 100% behind where the stadium was put, mostly because I'm actually in the Joalbe neighborhood, and I feel that having the stadium being able to be used for a number of different purposes, if it had been at Albee, you have three restaurants within a few blocks of Albee. You have no hotels. You have basically no services because, for all intents and purposes, it's in a neighborhood. So with the stadium being downtown, it can be a place where people can access our local businesses when they are at a school event or not at a school event. So this is something that is going to bring more money into Spokane, having it be at a place where it can be used for a number of different things. I mean, Albee has been used for other things, you know, Monsters of Rock and Billy Graham and a few other things. But, you know, having it central in town is going to be a boon for the Spokane economy.
Is there anything that's really central to why you're running that I didn't ask you about?
Well, the number one reason why I'm running is that I want to bring an agenda of what the teachers, students, and parents need. I'm not wanting to get on the school board to push a personal agenda or to bring anything that is just about me. I want to be the voice of the people. And I think that in today's politics, so many people who felt like they did not have a voice in the past, no matter whether it's politically correct, if you will, or not, are getting the most place. So the louder you shout, the more inclined you are to get your own way. I want to be able to represent the people and what they need as opposed to a group or personal agenda. That's the big reason.